Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is June 2nd, 2006, the Feast of the Blessed Martyrs of Lyon. The history of the early church is one of alternating times of benign neglect on the part of the imperial authorities and times of severe persecution. Christians could never be sure that the peace in which they lived would not change like the wind. Indeed, as attitudes toward Christianity changed, many faithful followers of Jesus found themselves brought before the courts and sentenced to torture and death. Jesus had never promised that the Christian life would be easy. Do you remember when he said, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it." Here in America, at the dawn of the 21st century, most of us don't really understand what this persecution would be like. We tend to think that the hardships we endure for the gospel include such inconveniences as getting up early on Sunday morning for church, or giving up chocolate during Lent. But Blandina and her companions, living at the close of the 2nd century, would not abandon their faith even though they were beaten, burned with hot irons, and many other physical torments. Blandina herself was tied up in a bag and then dragged around the arena while people cheered. We are rightly amazed at the endurance of faith shown by these early martyrs. And if we are honest with ourselves, we must at least wonder if we would have the strength to put up with even a fraction of their suffering. But lest we lean back in our easy chairs and thank God that our world has progressed beyond religious violence, it is important to remember that not long ago, an Afghani man was threatened with the death penalty for having converted to Christianity. And it's not only Christians, and not only far away, that these horrors occur. Here in our own country, there are periodic waves of anti-Islamic or anti-Jewish violence. On this day, when we remember Blandina and her fellow martyrs, let us pray not only for the strength of faith to endure hardships as they did, but also for the strength to resist religious persecution whenever and wherever we see it. Only then will it be possible to worship God in true peace. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we who keep the feast of the holy martyr Blandina and her companions may be rooted and grounded in love of you, and may endure the sufferings of this life for the glory that shall be revealed in us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of the Blessed Martyrs of Uganda. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.